What's happening, everybody? On today's show, another monster pickup in the transfer portal for Alabama as they add a big-time offensive lineman from Vanderbilt and Tyler Steen. We'll run through what that means for the Tide. Also, we'll go around the conference as Billy Napier talks about his approach to building his roster at Florida. Mike Leach talks about his team starting up spring practices and some college basketball transfer news. Also, 24/7 Sports, they've updated their top 25 rankings for next football season. We'll run through the SEC schools they have ranked. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what is happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. It's great to have you guys along. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. We got tons to discuss. We're going to do two segments of Around the Conference, so let's jump into it. Let's go.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted. Takes the handoff.
What a catch! Around the Conference.
And we start at Alabama as they got another established starter out of the college football transfer portal on Tuesday, picking up the commitment of former Vanderbilt offensive lineman Tyler Steen. Steen is 6'5", 315 pounds. He chose the Tide over other programs like LSU, Virginia, Kentucky, NC State. Started 10 of 11 games last year. He will have two seasons of eligibility remaining. In fact, he started over 30 games in his career. He is seasoned, and he's coming in to make an impact at Alabama. He is expected to compete for one of those two vacant offensive tackle positions for Alabama. He will join a handful of former Power 5 starters that have transferred to Alabama this offseason. Of course, Eli Ricks, the big-time defensive back, LSU All-American. Of course, you got the big-time All-ACC running back in Jamar Gibbs coming over from Georgia Tech. And, of course, Georgia's former leading receiver Jermaine Burton have all come in. Now, Tyler Steen's father talking to Bama Online, he said, look, why not Alabama? Tyler was looking to transfer to a competitive program that also had competitive graduate programs, and Alabama checked all the boxes. He's going to be at the School of Business. But he said Alabama just happened to check a few more boxes than the other schools did in the end. Of course, Brian Kelly was in on him at LSU. Kentucky was sniffing on him. Virginia, NC State. Steen will enroll at Alabama this summer, so he won't be competing in the spring game this weekend, but he will have 2 years of eligibility remaining, and that brings Alabama's transfer portal rankings up even higher with this addition. Now, this adds some depth on the offensive line. Evan Neal is gone, of course. They wanted to, Tyler Steen wanted to pick a school where he could play immediately and get developed for the next level to play in the NFL. And when you look at what Alabama has right now on their roster, O-line coach Eric Walford is looking for as much help as he can get. It is a position that has been hampered throughout the spring. Even Bryce Young said, he's seen the group working hard, but he is excited about Steen coming in. He said, look, anytime you can get help at a position like that, it is huge. This spring has been really, really tough on our offensive linemen with us having a small amount of numbers that we've had throughout the practices. He said, I'm super proud of those guys and how they've competed and how they've worked. The amount of linemen we've had and the amount of reps they've gotten is something I've never seen before. He said, I'm glad when spring's over, we're going to get Darian Dalcourt back, Emil Ekior, and we're going to get James Brockermeyer back. Now we're going to have one more, so it's definitely going to help our depth. I'm excited for him to come in. Now, Nick Saban spoke before one of Alabama's scrimmages last week about the lack of depth along that line with all the injuries. Saban said at the time there were only about 10 to 11 healthy offensive linemen in camp. So he said guys who had to rotate to different spots taking a lot of reps. Now, Steen has 33 career starts at the tackle spot. And like we said, expected to compete for a starting job. So how do you fill it in if you're Alabama? Well, I think before the addition of Steen, you kind of had a pencil. J.C. Latham maybe at left tackle, Javion Cohen at left guard, Seth McLaughlin at center, Ekior at right guard, and Kendall Randolph at right tackle. I know some Alabama fans may be cringing at the thought of Kendall Randolph at right tackle because he was inconsistent, we'll say that, last year when he got in there. So maybe this allows you to take Randolph out there, put J.C. Latham over to, at right tackle, and plug Tyler Steen at left tackle. Or do you think Steen can play the right tackle spot and leave Latham at left tackle? I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But I do know this. That was a big position of concern for me for Alabama this offseason with all the new pieces and inexperienced pieces on that O-line. And now they get a big-time experience piece in Tyler Steen. So it is a big-time addition for Alabama. And just to reiterate, man, think of all the pieces that they've brought in. Other schools like LSU and Florida and Ole Miss, they've dug into the portal and they've brought in a lot of guys, but you just don't know if those guys are going to start, if they're going to play, if they're going to make big impacts. It feels like all the guys that Alabama has brought in this offseason are going to make an impact. Jermaine Burton will easily slide in as wide receiver one or two. Jahmyr Gibbs, most likely going to be starting running back, if not split time with somebody else, but he's going to play a lot. Eli Ricks, he's your DB1, man. He is cornerback number one coming in from day one. And now Tyler Steen, not coming in to back anybody up. He's coming in to start at one of those tackle spots, and he will on that offensive line. One other note while we're talking about Alabama, Kamar Wheaton, who was the former five-star recruit at Alabama, entered the transfer portal about 2 months ago. He has finally made a decision on his school. He was the seventh highest-rated recruit of Alabama's class of 2021. He announced on social media he will be heading to SMU. So a big-time get over for SMU. But Wheaton, he was the number three running back in the country in 2021. Rushed for over 3,700 yards and 48 touchdowns in his high school career. 24/7 Sports says that he's going to be very productive at SMU. And look for him to be a big-time running back there for them. So Kamar Wheaton on the move, leaving Alabama, heading to SMU. All right, we will continue with going around the conference in just a second. But first, I need to remind you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. Of course, if you have not tried Built Bars yet, they are covered in 100% real chocolate. They're low in calorie, high in protein, and they are the perfect treat. If you're just having a workout and you want to pack on that protein, or if you're just looking for something to replace those candy bars or whatever junk food you're eating as an afternoon snack, Built Bars are the healthier alternative. If you go to Built.com, you can see all their macros charts. You'll be blown away. High protein, low calorie, high fiber, low carb. Most of the Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams net carbs, and 17 grams of protein packed in there. That is so much protein for a bar that tastes like a candy bar when you eat it. And they got tons of different flavors from the mint brownie to the coconut almond. Always putting new flavors up there. I encourage you to go check them out over at Built.com. They're all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first and figure out how to make it healthy. I don't know how, but they pull it off. Go check them out right now, Built.com. When you find something you like, use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off over at Built.com. Going along here, Locked On SEC, and appreciate you guys for making us your first listen every day. Before quick timeout, we were talking about some of the news going on around the conference. So let's jump back into it. Let's go around the conference. And we start with the Florida Gators wrapping up their first spring camp under Billy Napier. And Billy Napier talking with the media about his new team. He said he's excited about the effort he saw throughout the spring. He said, I'm pleased with how hard these kids are working. I couldn't be more complimentary of the players that we are working with in terms of their intangibles and willingness to embrace our way of doing things. But he said, I think we're going to need a few more good players. Add a few more players to this group, and we're going to make the most of a unique time in college football. Of course, what Billy Napier's talking about is going back into the transfer portal. Well, the Gators are looking to be one of the more active teams post-spring because they're looking at that May period where you're going to have a lot of kids losing battles in spring camp and spring games. And they're going to be looking for new opportunities. Billy Napier wants to be that guy to give those guys opportunities with the Florida Gators. So going to be interesting to see who can Florida get. What big name guys can they add to their roster heading into the fall, heading into the summer? Billy Napier and the Gators going to be looking around for some more pieces. Meanwhile, over at Mississippi State, Mike Leach talked about his team in spring practices, said they are coming together, said so far they've played hard, but they've been inconsistent at times. He said, as they had their scrimmage the other day, he said, I thought when quarterback Sawyer Robertson settled in, he played real well after throwing a couple of interceptions. I don't think Will Rogers ever got into a rhythm, and it's tough when you've got limited reps. I think our defensive front with the ones was a little bit better than the twos. I thought our first group could have played much better on offense. But he said one of the quickest signs that we had a decent scrimmage is everybody's pissed off, because if one side is happy, then something's wrong on the other side. But I thought we had good effort. Leach also said Antonio Harmon has been setting an example for the wide receivers with his physical play. So that's a guy to keep an eye on for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Now over at Texas A&M, they had a rough month with the transfer portal and wide receivers. It started with former five-star wide receiver Demond Demas entering the portal, and then amid some legal issues he's having, and was suspended from the university. And now, according to The Athletic, another name is entering the portal in Caleb Chapman. 3 years with the Aggies, he caught 28 passes for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. He will leave College Station as a grad transfer. Was some good news for the Aggies, though. Of course, they've brought in one of the best recruiting classes in history in 2022. They're already building on the 2023 class. On Tuesday, the Aggies added a 4-star in-state cornerback in Bravion Rogers. He's from LaGrange, Texas. He announced on Twitter he is headed to Texas A&M. He's the number 7 cornerback in the class of 2023, the number 10 overall recruit in the state of Texas. So the Aggies now have 5 players in their 2023 recruiting class. Meanwhile, over at, well, formerly at LSU, Ed Ogeron, he is keeping busy ever since he was let go by LSU, and he's making visits all over. This week, he found himself up at Notre Dame, spending time with Marcus Freeman and his staff. Remember, Coach O interviewed Marcus Freeman, was very close to hiring him as defensive coordinator just a year ago. But Ogeron said, what a tremendous, tremendous university you guys have here. I don't know when it's going to happen, but this staff and this team is going to win it all. You're going to pick up the trophy. So Coach O patting Notre Dame on the back, saying you guys are going to win a national championship. Don't know when, but you guys are going to win a national championship at Notre Dame. You got to kind of wonder, is it a little, I don't know if you want to say sour grapes, but Coach O sending a message with Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame high and dry and going to LSU. Coach O, who was fired from LSU, goes up to Notre Dame to pat their new coach on the back. An interesting dynamic. In some basketball news around the conference, Jacob Toppin over at Kentucky, one of their key players off the bench, he is weighing his options. On Tuesday, he announced he is entering his name into the NBA draft pool, but he will maintain his college eligibility, leaving the possibility open that he could return to Kentucky. He played 29 games this past year, making 4 starts. Meanwhile, over at Ole Miss, they've got some roster turnover on their roster. Jarkel Joyner led the Rebels in scoring this past season, 13 points a game. He will enter the transfer portal, according to On3 Sports. He missed 10 games with injury or illness and admitted he wasn't at 100% after a midseason procedure to heal a back injury. But Jarkel Joyner on the move. Meanwhile, LSU, they got some good news as Mawani Wilkinson decided to withdraw his name from the portal. That's a big win for Coach Matt McMahon over there at LSU. Wilkinson appeared in 34 games this past season for LSU, making 30 starts. Eric Gaines, one of the guys who's leaving LSU, he made his announcement. He is committed to UAB, so he's going to go play for former Ole Miss coach Andy Kennedy. Brandon Murray, another guy that was played for Will Wade at LSU, he announced he's heading to Georgetown. Chance Moore from Arkansas, he announced he's transferring to Missouri State. Mizzou, they did pick up a transfer from Northern Iowa in 6'6" forward Noah Carter. Former Mizzou standout Javon Pickett, he is heading to the University of St. Louis. And lastly, congrats to Ryan Howard out of Kentucky. She was there for the past 4 years, led the Wildcats to an SEC tournament title. She was went number one overall in the 2022 WNBA draft the other night to the Atlanta Dream. So congrats to her. Quick baseball note, we got five series this week getting started on Thursday night, and a couple that are going to be fun to watch. Number 15, LSU is at number 6, Arkansas. That's a fun one because LSU just finished sweeping Mississippi State. And then number 17, Auburn is at Mississippi State, and Auburn keeps taking 2 out of 3. They're looking to keep that momentum going. So we'll get a little bit more into those games later in the week. When we start segment number 3 here in just a second, we're going to run through 24/7 Sports, their overall football team rankings coming out of April as they look ahead to next football season. We'll tell you where they had the latest SEC teams in their top 25. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Hey, save time and money when you use Rock Auto. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you can need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. They've got it for you. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto parts needs. It is all so easy to find. You go to their search function, you type in your make, your model, your year. Boom, you got everything you need right there. Wiper blades, whatever. Order from our friends at Rock Auto. And when you go to rockauto.com right now, you can see all the parts available for your car or truck, and make sure you're right Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Continue on here, Locked On SEC. And again, 24/7 Sports, they put out their football team rankings, and they're updating them. This is from Chris Hummer over at 24/7 Sports. He said, National Signing Day used to signal the end of a recruiting cycle, but that is no longer. Since the first week of February, we've seen a five-star reclassification, an April five-star announcement, and hundreds of transfer portal additions across the FBS. So the offseason is busier than usual, and combining 24/7 Sports recruiting and transfer ratings, the overall team rankings provide a complete picture of how teams fare in any given cycle. Sign an all-time high school class like Texas A&M did, the overall rankings will reflect that. If you sign 13 transfers and 8 high school players like USC, well, USC gets ranked high. So here is the updated rankings from 24/7 Sports combining all of that. And number one, right at the top, they have the Texas A&M Aggies and Jimbo Fisher. The Aggies clinched the number one class in 24/7 Sports composite history on National Signing Day. 2 months later, it has gotten better. Lebius Overton, the number three overall prospect initially in the 2023 class, decided to reclassify on February 4th. That opened the door for A&M to stack an already stacked historic recruiting class, and the Aggies did just that, landing a commitment on April 1st from Overton. His addition doesn't up the number one overall class for A&M. Alabama could make a move with more transfers, but it is the cherry on the top of what is the best high school class in the internet recruiting era. But now, of course, it is time for A&M to do something with it. Go win the SEC West. Try to build something and compete for national titles. No more excuses for Jimbo Fisher. Get paid a ton of money. Got the best recruits. Let's go win something. Number two in 24/7 Sports recruiting rankings, they have Alabama number two overall. They have their recruiting class ranked number two. Their transfer rank was number 8. Of course, this is with Tyler Steen being added in. They said, on the day we published this article, Alabama landed Vanderbilt offensive tackle Tyler Steen, who is the second highest rated available O-lineman in the 24/7 Sports transfer portal rankings. Worth noting, the Tide's average signee rankings is higher than any team in the country, including Texas A&M's. Coming at number three on their list, another SEC school, the Georgia Bulldogs. Their recruiting ranking was number 3. Didn't do a whole lot in the transfer portal, but They didn't need to. Kirby keeps signing top five recruiting classes every year, number one or number two, it seems like. And they did what they've always done. They landed an elite high school class. Bulldogs landed 11 top 100 prospects, including a quintet of five-star recruits. And Georgia's not done. Like they did a year ago post-spring, it's very likely the Bulldogs do dip into the portal, try to help a few areas. Maybe wide receiver, maybe safety. We'll see what Kirby Smart wants to add. And then the only other SEC team they have in their top 25 rankings, and they come in at number six, it is LSU. And why is LSU that high? Well, their recruiting ranking, number 12, not too bad for a new coach coming in late in the process, but their transfer ranking, number three. And the most notable addition, Jaden Daniels at quarterback. Here's what 24/7 Sports said. They said, few teams have been as successful in the transfer portal this cycle than LSU. The Tigers have added 14 transfers this offseason, including the post-National Signing Day addition of former Arizona State quarterback Jaden Daniels. He was a three-year starter with the Sun Devils. He's the number 11 overall quarterback in the portal and a four-star recruit. LSU paired transfer success with high-quality high school recruiting, including winning a battle for the five-star linebacker in Harold Perkins. And that's why they have LSU number six in these rankings. So just to recap, this is 24/7 Sports overall football team rankings for 2022, combining the recruiting rankings and the transfer portal rankings. Texas A&M number one, Alabama number two, Georgia number three, and LSU number six. See if some of the other SEC schools jump in here. And then, again, no knock on what they did recruiting-wise. SEC did great on National Signing Day. Ton of teams in the top 25, top 30. It's just when you combine it with what you've done in the transfer portal, certainly with Alabama, it's the rich get richer. But certainly LSU has made some nice additions. And, of course, A&M, the big accolades for them signing the greatest recruiting class in the history of college football recruiting. Pretty impressive. There you have it. That is the latest going on around 24/7 Sports. Always appreciate reading their content. Go check them out, 247sports.com. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now you can go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On NFL Draft podcast with Ryan Tracy, former NFL corner Eric Crocker. They are bringing the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On SEC. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.